following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Lifestyle 360 with host Nicole Monier. Our program is all about getting you in tune with your health, fitness, emotions, relationships, successes, and failures. All of this can give you a better life when you keep them in check. Now, here is your host, Nicole Monier.
Good morning, Lifestyle 360 listeners. I'm your host, Nicole, and I hope you all had a great holiday weekend. And even those of you who are in other parts of the world, hope you had a great Monday. Anyway, I am starting off today with John Newton. And John Newton is actually, his website is healthbeyondbelief.com, if any of you want to take a peek at that. But he actually is on today, and he's going to be talking with us about ending suffering. And so, you know, so many people have emotional and physical pain, and I actually was turned on to John by a client of mine and went to a seminar of his here in Chicago in March. And so he travels the world working with people and, you know, helping them in regards to their emotional and physical pain. And so on today's show, we're gonna have call in. So for any of you listening, the number to call in is 1-888-346-9141. Again, the number is 1-888-346-9141. So John normally charges about, I think, $250 for a 50-minute session. So again, I hope some of you will take advantage of this opportunity to call in and work with him in regards to any suffering that you have. But I want to share a little bit of my story first before I bring him on. So I went to him. I'm actually 21 weeks pregnant, and he works a lot on ancestral clearing. And so here I am pregnant, and I know that a lot of mothers, and I've read a lot of literature on this, that we pass a lot on emotional trauma, physical pain, and stuff like that through childbirth and with our children. And so for me, one concern was I have lost both my parents to heart disease. And so John worked with me on clearing some ancestral baggage and a lot of stuff that I wasn't even aware of or even expecting to hear when I was in the seminar. There were about 40 people in the seminar with all different you know, stories that they were sharing, and John was working with them individually. But when you're in the room, everybody's kind of going through a little bit of healing together. And when I introduce him, he can kind of explain that better. But, you know, he had opened my eyes up to some other things. And you know, at that time, I had kind of had a little bit of a ongoing chronic left hip pain that had been going on for over a year. And so he worked with me, and I did notice a lot of relief following the session. And even with my morning sickness and my nausea, noticed a lot of relief with that. But I want to introduce John now. John, welcome to the show. You are traveling all over, so I really want to tell you how grateful I am that you took the time to be on the show today. But I want you to explain to everybody what exactly ancestral clearing is and how you help people end suffering. You used to be an actor in the 80s, and then how you stumbled upon this. A lot of people also don't really even know about this switch that they're capable of turning on and off. And again, like I'm fairly new to this, learning more about it over the past year or so, and so much of it is true. Like I'm pretty in tune with my body in regards to pain and then emotion too, like what I'm feeling, what's going on in my life. But I'm going to let you kind of answer those questions.
That's a lot of questions. I don't know if I can remember all that, but I'll do my best. I travel quite a bit. I'm actually traveling in this moment, heading to a hospital where I work. The core of it is we suffer as individuals, most of us, you know, physical pain, emotional pain, there's stress. Sometimes our career isn't where we want it to be. Maybe we're not doing what we love, but we don't know what else to do about it. So it's about really getting people in touch with what they carry inside. And what we carry is the accumulation of the thought, word, and action of not just our life, but also from our ancestors, because it's passed on in these things called epigenomes, which are these little attachments to our DNA, which are these little amino chains. Science is proving now what religion and philosophers and spiritualists have been saying for thousands of years, that we carry this in us, and it can skip generations. So if there's slavery or, you know, Holocaust, anything that's in our lineage, it's going to maybe weigh on us to some degree. So this work is really about unraveling that, using these really, really specific tools, porting people back to who they truly are, not the story that the mind tells them, and unraveling this debris, which can show up in many ways in our life. So today what I want to do is give you guys some experience of that rather than me talk a lot about it. As far as being an actor in the 80s, that's funny when you say it like that. It sounds so horrible. Because when I think of the 80s, I think of like bad hair and, you know, God, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I've had parallel careers. I made a living acting, and I did this kind of, I don't like to call myself a healer because I'm not doing the work personally, but it's been a lifelong passion, and I had the career of the acting, which made me good money, but I wasn't fulfilled. And I was always doing the clearing and the healing work, helping people really in the background, full-time sometimes, but I did it for free. And I started charging about 6 years ago, and now I just, about five, 6 years ago, really just let go of the acting, even though I've done quite a bit and did well with it. So you have some really good points that you made. And really, like, the first stage of all this is to notice, you talked about the switch. In order to access the switch, you have to first get who you are. And I don't mean that in the normal personality way that most people identify with. There's a being, a consciousness that's available all the time. It's the truth of who you are. And any great religion or teacher like Christ or Buddha points to that experience. Are you following me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Yeah, so really, the mind tells us all day long, there's always a narrative that's running, and it's not always helpful. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, that's something I coach a lot of clients on, but go on.
Yeah, it's almost like a bully in a way. You know, it'll talk us out of things our heart tells us that are true. It kind of, you know, it can be this limiting, I like to call it Goliath, right? So the heart, who you are, the true nature of your being itself is like David. So David slays Goliath, but only when you let him. Most of us don't want to get out of the way. We don't want to, you know, this is not religious, but we don't want to let go and let God. We think, oh, well, I believe in God, but let me handle this anyway, you know. And really, the Creator doesn't need our help. There's a divine intelligence that's available to all of us all the time. And we turn our backs by going into our head, trying to figure things out, trying to control things we have no control over. And then it creates this resistance, this kind of block in our body. And then we spend our life trying to distract ourselves from what doesn't feel good inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in every moment, we're just willing to kind of be like a storm chaser of emotion. Like, in other words, notice what doesn't feel good inside and put your attention on that. And as you handle that bit of shadow, that bit of tightness or whatever you want to call it, more of you is revealed, you know. And I know you do a lot of, you do bodybuilding and you do a lot of, you know, far out stuff, and there's probably a wide range of listeners here, so I don't want to lose anybody with kind of getting far out here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I don't think you're going to lose anybody, because even though my background is in fitness, I'm 15 years in the industry, I'm tapping more into the emotional side of it.
Okay.
And a lot of my show topics vary. They really aren't about, hey, working out. It's more about like real life situations and how people handle things emotionally, being present, being in the now, which is
great.
A lot of what, you know, you mentioned. And a lot of people aren't in the present or in the now. They're living in their past, and that's where they become miserable and sad because they're thinking about what's happened in the past and they're reliving it. And then, you know, they're worried about the future, which they can't control, and then they're anxious. And of course, at times we're all guilty of that, but it's like when you can be in better control of being in the present. And I've had a lot of different backgrounds. I've had 12 years of counseling, and so it wasn't until my marital counseling in my mid-30s that I really, you know, was looking at myself and seeing that I wasn't present and learning more about that. So you can go ahead and speak about whatever you want.
I like to have the broad listing of the entire audience and not just isolate to a few far out, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I just want to acknowledge that some of this might seem a little bit, you know, esoteric and like, no, I get that. But truth is very elusive because a lot of the great Hebrew names of the Creator or God are verbs. So what we're speaking about is a way of being. It's not a concept. And a lot of times people walk away with the booby prize. You know, they'll think, oh, I get it, you know, and then they walk away with an image of what we're speaking of instead of having the experience that we're pointing to. So that's all. I just want to acknowledge that. So did you say we had ability to take calls? Did we ever have, did you get some callers on the line?
Yeah, we have sometimes. Nancy on the line.
Oh, you got someone on the line already?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because I'd like to have people see this in action so we can get a sense of it. And even if you're listening to this program, like pre-recorded, in other words, some people won't listen to it live, they'll listen to it later. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do have live listeners, and we do have people that listen, download it later. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, Nancy, Nancy on?
The thing with this is that we're working.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I just want to explain something. Hold on one second, Nancy.
Okay, finish, John.
We're having a confluence of frequency stuff.
Okay.
No, I just want to explain to the listener that's calling in later, or not calling in, but listening later, that we're working on the entire audience. Anybody that wants to receive help, from the moment we start speaking, there's a flow of intelligence that comes through, and it's nothing to do with me. It's to do with this higher intelligent source of all that is that wants to help anyone that wants help. So just because you're listening to a recorded version of this program doesn't mean you won't feel and experience what you're feeling and experiencing. I just want to clarify that for the listener.
Great. So, great. Okay, Nancy, here's John.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
John. Hi, Nicole. My name is Nancy, and I usually don't like to call in, but this hit my heart because so much that Nicole and you were talking about. I have a chronic pain, back pain, for 14 years, and last year I was going through divorce, which is 25 years of marriage, 4 kids, 4 boys. That's why I'm like, I have to call in and see what can John help me with. My back still hurt, and, you know, divorce just final last week. So, that's
okay, well, let me ask you a couple questions, and because I want to be a little transparent with this work. Normally, I would work on you silently, and you would experience what you experienced, but for the listener, I want to just kind of open this up to, like a book and have people see what's going on here. So the back usually represents, lower back usually represents not feeling supported, feeling alone, feeling misunderstood, and feeling like you have to kind of toe the line yourself. It can be financial stress. It can be a lot of other things. It can be referred pain for a major health issue like kidney problems. So I don't want to suggest this as a substitute for medical treatment. So just so you know that, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, this is complementary work. I work with doctors. I work in hospitals. I love what doctors are doing. I want to support what they're doing, and I don't want to be taking that place of that needed, much needed care and attention. So do you feel it more on the right side?
Well, you know, it's more on the right side. I had a back surgery, though. I had a fractured bone, and so they took that, broke that fracture, my bones off, gave me a rod and infusion. But it didn't go away because I think it's from the mental with the going through divorce and, you know, all this.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just use a out loud forgiveness prayer, for lack of a better word. It's not a religious thing.
So can we take a quick break, and when we come back,
yeah,
we'll start with that?
Yeah, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and hopefully she'll still be on the line. Great.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. And I'm just going to repeat that number one more time because we are taking callers. It's 1-888-346-9141. I have John Newton on today. His website is Health Beyond Belief, and he's working with Nancy, who called in regards to chronic back pain she's had for over 14 years. So, John and Nancy, I'm going to let you guys connect again.
Okay. Hey, Nancy. Can you hear me?
Hi, John. Yes.
Okay, great. So, you said it's more on the right side. Is that correct?
Yes, it's on the right side. It's okay. L4, L5.
Yeah, good. So I'm just going to say a few words, and then you just notice what you feel, if anything, in your body, okay? Do you like the word God? You don't have to like it. You don't have to believe in anything, but do you like that word?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll just say, and this, you know what? I'm not even going to use the word God because this is going to sound religious for someone coming into the program, and it's not about the word. It's about what feels resonant to you. So I'm just going to say source or creator, all that you are. Please help you forgive all men. Husband, father, all men that didn't support you in your life, please help you forgive them, help them forgive you, help you all forgive yourselves, please and thank you. Help your mother and grandmothers do the same. Help your whole family and lineage forgive all men, authority figures, women acting like men, anybody that represented men in the times you didn't feel supported, times you felt alone, times you were abandoned physically or emotionally. For all the injustice with men, please help you all forgive each other and forgive yourselves no matter what. Please and thank you.
Thanks.
Now, notice your back. See what you feel inside.
Wow. That's awesome because forgiveness is the most, I think, when I hear the word forgiveness, it's still a little lighter on my body and my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, this is only one of five techniques that I use, but it's the quickest one, and that I, you know, day to day, and it can be done silently, and, you know, it's not, like, weird, and I don't have to be there with you, as you can see. What's the 0 to 10? What does that feel like in your low back now? How's that feeling? Check it out.
Move around. It feels like I'm kind of free.
Yeah.
It's lightened a little bit.
How much better does it feel?
60-70%.
Okay, look, I'm only happy with 100% because I don't like settling for 60-70. So I'm gonna do a really intricate.
You know, for me, 70% is a lot because I have really chronic back and
I got it. Yeah, I get it totally. But what I want to do is do a really intricate, really quick clearing, and we'll see what happens. I'm gonna do this silently. It's gonna be about 15 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, how's that feeling?
Relaxing.
You know, I also didn't want to do that out loud because it involves some personal issues, and I didn't want to put that on the air.
Right.
But Yeah. So how does that feel now? Can you even find any pain in your body?
Not really.
Tell the truth. Don't be nice. Don't be polite. Don't be nice. Just see what you feel.
No, I felt really good. Honestly, my body, but more like my mind. It felt like I don't know. It feels really good right now.
Yeah, but there's a part of you that's been let down in life, especially by men. So the mind is going, yeah, well, this is probably going to come back, right? Is that what you're telling yourself?
It's kind of like feeling like, yeah, I'm feeling, my body's feeling so good right now, but I hope it doesn't come back.
Yeah, that's I know. I've been doing this a long time. It's not my first rodeo. Here we go. I'm going to work on you. We're going to work on the mind now, and we're going to actually help you stop the mind. How does that sound?
That sounds great. That would be great. That's awesome.
Here we go. This will take 15 seconds. Now, the listener that's not being worked on directly might be noticing a lot going on in their bodies, because this is not just for you. We're working on everybody that's listening to some degree, you know, to some degree, not 100%, but they might notice stuff going on, especially if they have a similar issue. How does that feel in your mind?
My mind feels great. I haven't been able to get out of my house and work out, and it's seems like right now, after I hang up, I'm going to go for a walk.
Okay, good. But I want you to still honor your body. In other words, it might take a day or so to integrate this, and so you don't want to overdo it. But just honor, always listen to your body. You know, you always know what's best for yourself inside. Not your mind, but there's a feeling nature inside of you that will guide you. And it actually helps you in every area of your life. It's not just the physical stuff. One of the big pieces of this work is helping people get back in touch with feeling what's inside and letting that, you know, guide them and their higher intelligence to come through and all that. You're welcome, Nancy. This sounds a little freaky, and people are listening. Maybe you're going, what? How is this possible? Maybe he knows that chick and, you know, who knows what. And maybe it's all planned. So I ask anybody that wants help to call in. Most people are shy. I've done a lot of radio, and people don't want to put themselves out there. But we can do it. We can do it anonymously. You don't even have to tell us your name and see what you want help with.
Well, I'm glad I called in today because you're helping me a lot, and thank you very much for this talk.
You're welcome.
Thank you
so much.
Okay. Have a great.
Congratulations
a great
on your new life that's starting.
Oh, thank you very much. thank you.
You're
have a great day. Okay. Bye bye.
Have a good day. Okay. So. In regards to that, I want to talk a little more about what you do for the Betty Ford Center and how you got involved with that.
Yeah, the doctor, there's a pain doctor, PhD neurologist. He's really amazing. He runs this pain program here at the Betty Ford Center. And we help people with chronic pain, some people come in with walkers, wheelchairs, and they have also chemical dependency, alcohol addiction, this kind of thing. So we help them get off their opiate addiction, their benzos, anything that they're using to keep themselves in that vicious cycle of addiction, but also keeping them from really dealing with some of the deeper roots of what creates their suffering. When people have an addiction, even if it's sugar or, you know, tobacco or, you know, an unhealthy relationship, we're using that as a substitute for the things we don't want to feel inside. So in other words, we'll distract ourselves, you know, and it becomes a vicious cycle, because long-term opiate use actually adds to chronic pain. It doesn't help. You know, most people don't realize that medication is designed to be temporary, most of it, and especially dealing with pain. So when we get kind of in that vicious loop of pain pills and this to that, it starts to amplify the things in life that normally wouldn't hurt us begin to be painful. And I can get into, if we had more time, I could get into, you know, a couple hours of that alone. But really, it's about helping people reveal and clear the burdens and the debris that they carry that are contributing to their pain. People who've had chronic pain in their life and people who have chemical dependency the percentage of those that have had trauma early in life is astronomical. I would venture to far as to say 90%+. So if we don't handle that post-traumatic, you know, stress or whatever they're carrying, the pain just keeps coming back in another form. So it's really about helping them with that. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And they allow complementary type work in the hospital here. And it's such a blessing because we're working with the docs to help people.
That's great. Now, when you say 90% early in life, define early in life.
I mean people who have had major issues that were traumatic to them, emotional. And I mean early, meaning from the womb all the way, you know, through their whole life, but starting early.
Okay. Something that, that is key that I think a lot of people don't understand that. And they, like you're saying, like they don't want to look at it again. Addiction is a substitute for something that they don't want to feel, or even, you know, acknowledge. And so again, that was one thing that, you know, I wanted to come, that I initially had come to you for, was that I was aware of that things start in the womb and that, you know, we pass it on. So, we're gonna go to break here, but when we come back, we'll see if we have any more callers and we can discuss a couple other things and we can even talk a little bit more if you want to even do some work on me. We can do that too. Okay. We'll be back after a little bit.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world. Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for Voice America.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
We're back, and I'm talking with John Newt today. His website is healthbeyondbelief.com. For more information, if you're interested in finding out if he's going to be in your area and you're in your city, or if you want to do a phone consult with him, you can find him there. And more information about what he's about. The number, again, if you're interested in calling in to work with him for the second half of our show, is 1-888-346-9141. We just spoke with Nancy in regards to chronic back pain she had for 14 years. And I worked with John in March. So, John, I know you wanted to mention some stuff about addiction that we were just talking about. So why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, addiction a lot of times is we use the substance to avoid what doesn't feel good inside. There is also another component that is often overlooked, and it's that we will have an addiction so that we can justify how we feel about ourselves. In other words, the Monday morning feeling, you know, like people drink too much or they have remorse, and they use that as a way of beating themselves up. I help a lot of people with weight issues, and one of the components is not just that they eat because they're emotionally, you know, unfulfilled, or there's a longing, or they feel pain, so they distract with food. It's to also sometimes to generate a reason or evidence to justify what we feel in our most, our deepest level. In other words, if I feel bad about myself, I can use weight as a way of beating myself up because my parents aren't around anymore, or, you know, whatever it is I blame myself for, I can say, oh, well, see, you know. And so a lot of times if we don't handle both aspects of that, the weight issue isn't resolved fully, and the addiction issue is the same kind of deal. So, but okay. Let's move on from that because we have a limited amount of time. You said you mentioned that you might have something you want to work with.
Yeah, so after I had met with you in March, like I said, my nausea and my morning sickness had subsided, and the hip pain, kind of my left side, leg pain had gone away. And I know, and this is something that I want to bring up even for the listeners, in regards to you had mentioned that in my lineage there was persecution and people had froze to death. And I was not even expecting to hear any of that. I was expecting to hear some other stuff. And so, I found that interesting and kind of releasing that, letting it go. But you also said there are layers, and that, you know, when you're working with people, it takes several sessions in order to really get through a lot of, what I'm holding out to.
Yeah, sometimes people take, but not always. You know, actually most people I only see once or do one phone session and they get what they need. But sometimes it's two or three. But when I said that, I actually don't remember the context of that. Probably what I was talking about. Where's your lineage from?
My lineage as in, like, my parents' nationality?
Yeah. Where'd they come from, like, 500, 300 years ago kind of thing?
That I have no idea. My dad was born in India, and he and his family later migrated to Pakistan. And then my mom was born in the U.S. and of German and Hungarian descent. And so
it was that aspect on your mom's side. When I said that, it wasn't, I don't want people to think, oh, what's he telling people that they, you know, their ancestors froze to death. In that region of the world, there was a lot of suffering in World War II, World War I, and cold was a big component. And a lot of our ancestors, like, you know, were literally froze, like, were out in the snow and died there. And that's, like, a big piece of suffering. So a lot of times we'll have a lateral connection to an ancestor that didn't make it. And we could even feel their burden and stuff like that. You know, I deal with a lot of Holocaust survivors and family of Holocaust survivors. Their direct lineage wasn't there. In other words, their parent or grandparent wasn't there, but an uncle or a cousin, and they still carry some of that burden. It's interesting how that works.
Okay.
So what's left with you that you want help with?
So just really this month, the hip pain is back again, and I don't know if it's from, you know, sleeping is getting more uncomfortable, but, you know, I'm pretty in tune with my body and my emotions and, like, what I can and can't tolerate as far as not just foods but even people. And last year when this actually came up, I know one thing that did trigger it was having to say no. And I was having to say no to clients because my business was booming, and I had a wait list, and it's very hard to say no. And then I had to set some boundaries, and I had to fire a client who was actually just some really bad energy. And so right now, I think one thing I've struggled with a lot of my life that I'm still working on is setting boundaries. And I'm definitely better at it from a professional standpoint. But when it comes to, like, my personal life, that's something where I struggle with. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it, because right now, you know, I kind of sat and thought, and again, this may be even not even what you're going to tell me, but again, I have this leg pain. It's back again, and again, I don't know if it's from the way I'm sleeping or if it's because of, you know, what's going on, you know, personally.
Where is it in your body? Left hip? Is it at the rotator or below?
It's kind of like my TFL through my IT band.
And is it into the socket itself?
Yes, because it kind of comes around into, like, my groin area too.
Okay. Okay, one second. So let's see if we can work on that silently. But I want, actually, we're going to do this differently. I just want to create a little sampling platter of some of the work. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to breathe into that hip area, and an image or memory is going to come up. It's going to be you early in life. I don't want you to look for it. I just want you to feel the sensation in there that you feel and notice the image or memory that comes up. How old are you and what's happening? If it's personal, just say, I got it, but I don't want to share.
You know, I got it. I can't share because I'm going to probably cry. I know that's okay.
It's okay. But... No, it's good to have that. See, that yeah. deep pain sometimes is emotions that we're mashing down and we've curled over and we don't want to go there. But guess what? Our body's trying to get our attention. There's a higher intelligence that does not want you to suffer. So just breathe into that sensation. What are you saying to yourself at the most difficult part of that memory?
I think confusion and hurt.
As you feel confused and hurt, what are you saying to yourself? Are you saying why?
Why and I'm not good enough.
I'm not good enough. Take three slow breaths into I'm not good enough. Don't say it out loud. Just really go there in that experience. I'm not good enough. Good. As you're doing that, I'm meeting you halfway. I'm doing silent peacemaking for all the issues that have to do with the left hip in your family, your lineage, and in your husband's family and lineage. Because when we marry someone, we take on a certain amount of their stuff. Even when we sleep with someone,
and
we take on some of their stuff.
I'm divorced. I want to point that out, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, when we marry someone, we take on their stuff. So it doesn't matter whether we're divorced. People tell me, oh, well, that's not a problem because my father's dead now. I'm like, what are you talking about? It doesn't matter. It still can be in us.
So that's interesting. I didn't realize that I would take on. I mean, I understand taking on somebody's stuff when you're in a relationship with them, but then still, again.
It sticks. It sticks because there's other stuff in our past that it sticks to, and we can get to that another time. But just see how that feels in your hip. What are you noticing in there now? Move around. Check it out.
It does feel better.
Yeah, and there's a part of you that still feels hurt. You see, there's parts of us that are actually stuck in time in an energetic kind of way or an emotional body or call it what you want. And all that part of you back then that suffered at that time wants is to feel heard, understood, and acknowledged. So as you match that frequency with what you're feeling and combine it with the golden key that unlocks the door, which is what you're saying to yourself, that's when you shut down at that time to protect yourself or to survive. But it doesn't serve you now. So as we go back and clean it up, your body can let go and begin to unravel some of this debris and burden, and then you start feeling better, sometimes instantly. It's quite magical. We do this with, war veterans and Holocaust survivors and plane crash survivors, 9/11 survivors even. Just see what you feel in there now. Breathe into it. We'll do one more round since we have the time. Just breathe gently into whatever you feel inside, including the chest because it's up there now too. And notice the image or memory that comes in. How old are you? What's happening? Or just say, too personal, I don't want to share.
I think I'm about 4 or 5 with my father.
Uh-huh. And notice that the most uncomfortable part of that experience, what are you saying to yourself?
Well, I think that exactly what you had said, and not that I'm repeating that because you said it, but it's like not being heard, not having a voice, not being able to speak my feelings.
Yeah, as you realize that, what are you saying to yourself?
As an adult, that I now can't.
No, you're being too intellectual here. You're fighting me. It's okay. What are you saying to yourself as a child in that experience with your dad when you realize he's not hearing you, he's not understanding you? What are you saying to yourself?
pretty much feeling helpless.
Yeah, as you feel helpless, what are you saying to yourself?
That there's nothing I can do.
That's it. Take three slow breaths. There's nothing I can do. Really go there. Good. See how that feels inside.
It feels better.
Isn't that wild? So you can see a direct correlation between the stuff that we've been holding on to from our past that doesn't serve us, of course, and physical pain. Emotional pain eventually gets journaled over to physical or chronic pain, especially if we don't deal with it. So I'm grateful that your body, some of the hip pain came back because it was showing you there's still stuff in there that wanted to be cleared. And this is the stuff that you hold on to is like a program, and it affects who you attract in your life, who you're willing to allow in. It affects your ability to receive and to feel loved and supported. It affects every aspect of your life. So as you clean up this old hurt, you become more available in the present. You become, your vision is, and I don't mean physical vision, although it can improve, your actual vision of possibility expands. And you become more in the flow of who you are because you're not coming from the past. You're coming from the present, which is where God or your higher intelligence is. Because when we're in the present, you have access to everything. Everything is exists in the moment. In the past or future, it's just Maya. It's just illusion. It's just it's already happened or it hasn't happened. Do you get the irony?
Yeah, no, I get it, and I think I get everything you're saying, and that's where it's like, again, that's something I struggle with, but I'm more aware of.
Yeah.
I'm more aware of, you know, being present in the moment. But that's, you know, we're all a work in progress. And I just didn't, you know, the time I've worked with you the last time to this time, it's like I'm pretty in tune where I'm like, okay, I know, like, I'm going back instead of, you know, staying present.
So and just say these words. I'm going to interrupt you because I know we're running low on time. But just say, I forgive my ex-husband.
I forgive my ex-husband.
No matter what. Can you say no matter what?
I can't even speak.
It's okay to feel that. See, this is the old hurt and sadness that's in your body. You don't want to carry that around. You won't even be able to find a man to really be there for you because you're still listening to the 8-track tape of your old marriage. It's okay to feel it because you want to clear this up even for your baby and for you. You know, you don't want to carry this stuff. I'm going to do it for you. I'm just going to... You like the word God? What word do you like? Creator, source?
God.
God, please help you forgive your ex-husband for all of your conflicts, differences, and misunderstandings, for the times you projected your family or parent stuff onto each other, for the times there was unrealistic expectation, for the times there was abandonment, physical or emotional, for the times there was lack of support. Source of all that is, ever was, and ever will be, please help you all forgive each other. Your husband and you, forgive each other, forgive yourselves. Help your parents, grandparents, and lineage do the same. Please and thank you. Now, check your hip out now.
Yeah, no, it feels good.
Isn't that wild? And,
yeah.
And this stuff works across the board, you know, and it's so simple. And it's really physics. It's not metaphysics. This is physics. And it doesn't go against any religion or doctor procedure or therapist. It supports all the stuff we're already doing. So, you know, I love to make things simple. And I learned a lot of this forgiveness work is one of five techniques I use. But I learned it from Howard Wills. And if anybody wants to check out his website, mine is Health Beyond Belief, H-E-A-L-T-H, Beyond Belief. And you can check that out. But if you want to check out his website, he's pretty cosmic individual. It's howardwills.com, W-I-L-L-S.com. I don't want this to sound like an infomercial, so I want to keep working on people. Do we have possibly another caller? Or?
We're gonna take a break, and
okay.
Then we'll come back.
All right, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
What does success mean to you? Is it being just like the person on the other side of the fence where the grass is supposedly greener? We harbor too many feelings of envy and suppressed anger targeted at others, and it's holding us back from our success. Tune in to Wealthy Thoughts with Richard Levy. Just by listening, you'll be empowered to make positive lifestyle changes to live the successful life that you deserve to live. Wealthy Thoughts can be heard every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. I'm Nicole Monier, your host, and today we're talking with John Newton and on ancestral healing to end suffering. And so, John, I'm going to let you take over. We have Kevin available here to talk with you about some stuff. He had some questions.
Yeah. Hey, John, how are you doing today?
Good, man.
Good. I was asking, you know, as far as when you're telling people to say, "I forgive," do you have to mean it, or, I mean, it really has to be effective if you mean it, doesn't it?
No, that's a great question. Absolutely not. And that's the paradox. In fact, you don't even have to believe it's going to work. The only requirement is that you want help. Now, if you say, "I forgive my brother for kicking my butt, you know, when I was 5, and you don't feel it and you don't mean it and you're still holding on to something, it's not going to do a lot. You're correct. But if you ask your higher power for help, if you believe in Jesus or if you believe in Buddha or Allah or whatever you believe, you would ask that intelligence. And if you don't believe in anything, you can just ask for help and you don't have to say the name. Like when my daughter asks me for something, I don't say, "You didn't call me by my name. I'm not going to help you." It's absurd, right? So the source is going to help you when you ask. So you would basically ask, say, "Please help me forgive my cousin or my brother or whatever." And in that way, you don't have to feel or believe the word because you still get the help. It's like a recipe. If I don't believe this recipe is going to work, but I follow the recipe, I'm still going to get the cake.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so this is really physics. You know, we're putting out all the time. We're actually praying all the time. It's usually negative. And it's what we're putting out beneath the surface of our thoughts. Our thoughts are a reflection of the surface, and they show us the storms that are inside. But the thoughts by themselves don't have a whole lot of power. But when the thought is placed directly into the source of intelligence, it has a huge amount of power. Because it's not the thought that's doing it. The thought is activating that higher intelligence, which is actually doing the work. That's why I don't call myself a healer, because how would I know how to help that woman's back pain from how many thousands of miles away? Mm. But the intelligent source that's everywhere and every when, it does know how.
It's just tapping into that.
Exactly. And we all have the ability. I'm not special. I share what I do. I teach what I do. You know, so do you have anything physical, any discomfort in your body right now?
Yeah, I do. Actually, my lower back has been killing me the last 6 months. But and it's kind of like relatively new in a sense. But I've always said, I've always heard, at least it's part of people, you know, bugging you. It's the stress. So there's, you know, a lot of factors that add to your body pain. And I've had a few people that have been kind of thorns in my side, you know, so.
Yeah, Yeah. So just get a sense of all those people that have been thorns in your side, all the disgruntled stuff, the judgment, the conflict, the injustice. Get a sense of all that, and let's just use these words out loud. I know it's silly. You're not going to say anything. You're just going to say, please help me forgive all these people.
Okay. Let's say that right now?
Yeah. Please help me forgive all these people.
Please help me forgive all these people.
That were thorns in my side.
That were thorns in my side.
Yeah. Help them forgive me.
Help them forgive me.
Help us forgive ourselves.
Help us forgive ourselves.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. Now, that was just one aspect. We didn't even go into your lineage. Check your body out. See what you notice.
Well, I mean, it's, I guess you can say it's, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, it's a little better. I can feel it. I mean, it's.
Yeah, so I know, there's, I hear it in your voice, there's a part of you that's been let down a lot in your life. So I'm just going to do this silently for 10 seconds, and we'll see if we can affect the rest of the stuff that you carry around that. Now, there could be a physical impingement, there could be a herniated disc, there could be whatever. Everything is made of energy. So when the highest intelligence that manifests everything and everything returns to, it can handle all kinds of stuff. And I'm not making a claim. I'm just saying I've seen it happen tens of thousands of times. So here we go. Just this will take 10 seconds. Here we go. I'm going to work silently. Okay, how's that feel in your body? Just check your back up.
You know, it's a little looser. I can, you know, it's not as strong, I guess you can say. It's not as stinging, but...
Yeah, walk around a little bit and see what you actually feel.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's...
The more you move around, see, sometimes our mind will just say, well, this is crazy, there's no way, and then we just, it's like a knee-jerk response. But when you actually check it out, you might notice that it's you know, I don't want to lead the witness, you might notice it's a lot better. Just see what you feel.
Sure. No, I can feel. I mean, I kind of had a bad night last night, you know, with the back. Yeah. But actually, it's not that bad right now. It feels good. I mean, I guess you're right. It's that feeling of just kind of letting it out and just saying, you know, it's not going to bother me anymore.
Well, yeah, that can help. But it's also, if we don't handle the root, the weed grows back. We can trim weeds all day and they grow back. So we got to get that root. We got to address the root. That's why I'm not a big believer in just dealing with the symptoms. I feel like we need to follow the symptom, like the leaf to the branch to the trunk to the root system, and handle it at that level.
Right.
With any issue that's going on in our life, you know, there's life is really about the journey. It's not about arriving, you know, to the billionaire, to the soulmate, to the whatever. Because once we get that, we're going to look for the next thing. So it's really about enjoying the process and the flow, and the challenges of life make it spicy. It's like a good movie needs that all is lost moment when your hero is just completely against all odds, and then they overcome it. It's so rewarding, and that's same with our life.
Nice. Nice. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and some people take a day to unravel. Just see what you notice and let us know. We can give you another blast if you want. And,
yeah. Is there something that I keep doing that on a daily basis, or do you just...
Can, yeah. Okay. I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt. It's like you take a shower every day, right? It doesn't hurt to peacemake and clear the stuff off of us.
Sure.
We can accumulate all kinds of things, especially if we're, you know, interacting with people, or we're at a job where we might be taking stuff on, like a massage therapist or a doctor or dentist. Attorneys or litigating attorneys take on more stuff of anyone that I've worked on. It's crazy. So
that's interesting. Thank you. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah. So we've got a couple minutes left here, John. I want to really quickly touch on your audio program that you offer that's available on your website, healthbeyondbelief.com.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Yeah, I just put that up a week ago after 28 years of doing this. I just, time after time, people have asked me, do you have an audio program? Do you have an audio program? So we put it together, and it's 6 downloadable audios. They're really profound. There's a lot of guided work where we work on physical issues, emotional issues, a lot of great information. The 6th program is an hour. All you hear is rainforest rain. And I'm working silently doing this peacemaking for the listener for all aspects of their family and lineage. And we're getting wild reports. I mean, people have using it for, like, they can't sleep, and now they're sleeping through the night. They're waking up with, you know, just feeling bliss. People are finding all kinds of physical stuff that's getting handled. I mean, it almost sounds too far out to talk about, you know. So I like to let the evidence speak for itself. But it's a cool deal, and it's on the website. If people are interested, they can check it out. If they go to my website, there's actually a free audio program they can listen to, and it has a little experience of the ancestral clearing and stuff. And they're welcome to check that out on the website if they want. So.
And there's also a lot of great testimonials on your site, too, that people can look at as well to kind of see what other things you've worked with people on that they have, you know, great stories to share. So,
Yeah,
I see that you worked with Kourtney Kardashian. So,
that's
a name, the Kardashians. A lot of people know them. So but there's a lot of other names on there, too, that are familiar. So, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. What'd you say?
I just want to say something about that. I work with a lot of celebrities. She put that on her website. That's the only reason I put that on mine. I don't share who I work on because I work on a lot of high level government people, celebrities, rock stars. And I don't lift any of that, just her.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. So thank you so much for being on today. Thank you for working with, you know, Nancy and Kevin and then even myself. Again, if you're interested in working with John, you can find him at healthbeyondbelief.com. You can look at his list of events where he's, you know, touring around the world. And next week, join us with my guest, Victor Pacini, where we'll be talking about going from victim to victor, and we'll be talking about his many books that he has and parent-child success and more. So everybody, thanks for listening in, and have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for Lifestyle 360. Please join Nicole Monnier for another edition of our program next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.